Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's a grim investigation, alleged crimes in Afghanistan that range from killing civilians to keeping body parts as trophies. Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock's testimony was leaked to ABC News in tape that's a bit hard to hear here, but here's a short piece of it. Give it a listen.
You know, he pulled out one of his grenades, American grenade, you know, popped it, throws the grenade, and then, you know, tells me in Winfield, all right, dude, you know, whack this guy, you know, kill this guy, kill this guy.
You can hear him saying, kill this guy, kill this guy.
Sounds again, so matter of fact.
It does, and dry and flat. And it's rather eerie to hear that that young sergeant talk to investigators about these alleged crimes here. Well, Specialist Jeremy Morlock was the first of 12 soldiers to face a military hearing yesterday. He could face a court-martial and the death penalty if he's found guilty. Well, joining us now is Marcus Mabry, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times, and frequent guest here on The Takeaway. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Todd.
Marcus, these alleged murders occurred between January and March of this last year. Now, we want to talk about sort of the implications for the war effort in Afghanistan. But first, bring us up to date on the facts of the case. Where do they stand right now?
Well, the facts of the case is that there were, you could call it a core of five American servicemen operating in Afghanistan who all, they allege, under the direction of their supervisor, who was a sergeant, Calvin Gibbs, they say, who led them in random killings of Afghan civilians. They are charged, these five defendants, in three unwarranted murders of unarmed Afghan civilians over that time period. And then there's some seven other service members who are charged with lesser crimes but related, in some cases, drug use, which we found out in Specialist Morlock's case yesterday, was actually rampant in this particular unit of the Striker Brigade, which is headquartered out in western Washington at Fort Lewis.
And that's why the proceedings are taking place out in Washington State
exactly.
Right now. Well, those are the facts of the case. Now, the implications. John asked before, and it's an important question. Are we headed for another Abu Ghraib moment here, a My Lai moment, a chain of command run amok? What do we think this is?
Well, it's an interesting question. Those questions get to the heart of what's so important about this story and the fact that it's going to be an ongoing story. We know for a fact that there are as many as 70 images that are in evidence in these cases. We know, for instance, the military is so aware of how explosive these images are that they've actually said that no one can have access to them except for the lawyers and the two sides, those prosecuting the five defendants and those defending them. So clearly the Army is incredibly aware of how explosive these images would be were they to get out. As far as we know, they are still images. We don't know if there are video images other than the really chilling images that both ABC and CNN aired of Specialist Morlock yesterday. And CNN aired a further clip of another soldier describing drug use happening in the unit and saying basically it happened, you know, all the time. His name is Corporal Emmett R. Quintal, and he's not in this case, but he is in the related cases and accused of lesser crimes. It's incredibly, as you said, it's so chilling to hear this young, he looks like a kid, this young soldier talking, Specialist Morlock, in such a flat kind of tone. We say in today's front page, we talk about how it's like a recalcitrant teenager just, you know, recounting a story to his parents
right.
with that kind of everyday mundaneness. But he's talking about the murder of a human being. And it's not clear that he is without emotion. He sounds like he's without emotion, but his lawyers say that's because he was so drugged up on prescribed drugs that Army medical authorities had given him for what they say was possible concussion suffered and, you know, in brain injury attack.
And that's part of the defense here. I mean, that's
right,
that's really
right.
A key part of the defense that it was prescription drugs and that he was under the influence.
Absolutely. absolutely, as well as hashish, which the unit regularly used.
Two things, Marcus. I mean, the explosive nature of the images, and we really can't discuss that because it's speculative, would relate to whether they are religiously offensive. That would be make them explosive over in Afghanistan. We do know that they're apparently grisly, which is another kind of explosiveness. But, you know, one of the things we learned in Abu Ghraib was that the scale of the detentions and the prison system in Iraq was just out of control. And there were CIA people coming in to do interrogations, and it was really a completely chaotic situation. The scale of the Afghan detentions and the Afghan war itself is much, much smaller. What's happened here?
Well, you know, that again, these are the central questions that we'll continue to investigate in the days and weeks ahead. I don't think we have a sense of it yet. We don't know, I don't think, whether or not at this point this was one renegade unit underneath the directorship of, as the soldiers themselves say, one very out of control sergeant, or if this was a systemic problem amongst soldiers there, perhaps not just American soldiers, but also NATO coalition soldiers. We don't know that. It's one of the big questions we're going to keep investigating. But in and of itself, the fact that this in some ways is worse than Abu Ghraib, I'd say. The fact that you're talking about not people who are in detention, you're not talking about some killings that happened in Iraq as well. As you said, a much larger commitment of American troops in which the American soldiers have gone off, one might say, or you know, gone after in retaliatory ways, those who were believed to be guilty of hurting or killing American service people. In this case, you're talking about a group of soldiers, at least one, that went around and randomly selected civilians to then kill. So in some ways, it's much more scary, kind of heart of darkness even than those crimes in Iraq.
Marcus, before we go, what's next in the procedure here?
What's next is, you know, it could actually be several months before we hear, in a particular case of Specialist Morlock, if he's going to be charged with a court-martial and then potentially put to death. But the next will be the next soldiers and four more of these defendants charged with these incredibly serious crimes.
12 people altogether, allegedly, in the 5th Striker Brigade up for potential court-martial. Marcus Mabry, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times, joining us to talk about alleged abuse, murder, and potentially mutilation by U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. We'll be following the story. Marcus, thank you.
Thank you.